decided to put out a podcast for our way there. Take note, we didn't really plan on having one, so if you're looking for super magic news or anything about Kaladesh, good luck, because we really didn't actually talk that much about the fact of Kaladesh coming out. I did point out how I'm building up a standard, but that's about it. This week it's just me, Bob, and then we actually have Nick with us.
Hey.
Yeah, he's riding home with me. I'm driving home right now. Well, actually driving Nick home, but that's all. Yeah, decided to have a podcast this week, so there you go, guys. Good luck and enjoy. Question mark. I'm just bumping on the recorder. If we end up having anything, I'm gonna edit it. Because last time last after hours, that you said we shouldn't record on the way home last week. Okay. You said we shouldn't record, but then we ended up having stuff to actually talk about.
We didn't talk about anything. We just listened to music.
No, it wasn't just music.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, either way.
But
the week I was there.
She has a -2 words. Target opponent loses 2 life. You gain a life or something.
Yeah. No, it's you draw a card and your opponent loses 2 life.
Yes. And then a -5.
No, -4. No. No, it's a -2, -3.
Yeah, I can't remember what the -3 is.
The -3 is Orzhov, maybe?
I can grab it from your stuff, Max.
No, you don't need
it. Up on phone.
Yeah, the phone is quicker.
Well, yeah.
Those people that are listening right now, we initially didn't think of putting a podcast out this week.
There's nothing to talk about. Max tried to say Kaladesh had shit to talk about. It's a shitty set as shining the turd of the masterpieces. You can't tell. It's a little retarded.
Oh, wait. Sorry. 0 is the
flicker.
Flicker into your upkeep. You lose 2 life. -1, each opponent loses 2. You gain 2. And then -2 is opponent's discard. You draw.
Okay.
But, yeah, we really weren't initially going to plan on putting out a podcast, so if you end up listening to this, it means we actually did put one out.
Now that you're recording, we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny.
Taste for dinner, gentlemen?
I was thinking Culver's.
I'm fine either way with that, whatever happens.
Culver's? Culver's fine? That's
fine.
I'm fine with anything, really, as long as I get food. As long as it's not, like, soap, which is shit on a plate.
I don't know. We might stop at the gas station and see if they have any Crystal Pepsi.
We can.
Just I do have to gas this thing up.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Actually, have money that I can spend on Crystal Pepsi?
You actually have money this week?
Yeah.
I paid last week.
I got paid this week.
Oh.
And surprisingly enough, even after all the shit I owe to friends and all that, I still have $200 extra to save to next paycheck.
Wow. That's surprising.
I was surprised, too.
Considering last time you got paid, you only had $13 after you paid your bills.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might stop and ask to get this thing car washed, too.
That's not horrible.
I say late or early morning. Lily got sick. She's been throwing fevers up every night, so... Like last night, I woke up to Alicia about ready to pull her hair out.
Huh.
So I sat up with Lily from 1:30 till 3:30.
2 hours.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is with me.
So I've been up since 1:30.
Oh. No, I actually had a good amount of sleep. So.
I had to keep. I woke up like every 45-30 minutes.
I'm really surprised that you
haven't
gave up
and played video games.
You must have taken off of work.
It's Kaladesh release.
That's right, he does it for every set.
Because
I know next month, like literally a month from now, is when he's moving.
Yeah, I asked, I was like, wait, which one of you was moving?
Was Bronner there too?
Yeah, Jake and Jake and, yeah, we're there. Jake and Josh. We actually, our commander game. Well, it's an actual commander game that I haven't played in a long ass time. Where you play one or two threats, you get a board wipe. One or two threats, board wipe.
Yeah.
Who was Josh playing?
Josh was playing
Marin.
Josh was on Marin and Jake was on Leovold.
Oh, okay. Now you keep saying Jake, you mean Bronner?
Yeah. Bronner. Yeah, like, was on.
When you say Jake, I think of Gates.
Oh, okay.
Big fat Jake.
Yeah,
Big Jake.
Bronner.
Yeah. Bronner.
Big Jake.
Yeah, Bronner was on. Which is kind of funny because I'm playing, because I got Nekusar and Puzzle Box on the field, and I'm just like, don't worry about it. I'm locking out Maelstrom and Marin. And but he's like, destroy it. I'm like, dude, you didn't need to.
I'm saying I would not.
And only me and him were the only ones affected by the spell he played. Because he played, what is it, the Bane of Progress. Destroy all artifacts, get +1/+1 counters. Equal the number of artifacts destroyed. And only me and him were ruined by that.
Yeah, and honestly, I couldn't have won that game even at that point. I wasn't able to get Maelstrom Hunter out in time.
You don't want to get Maelstrom Hunter out. You just want to be able to cast him and then...
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
have him return to the command zone.
Well, I mean, you had a lot of damage at which you weren't using.
I know.
I'm going to tell you that right now, because when you had your Dragon Master Outcast out, and then you went and casted Maelstrom Wanderer, that Dragon Master's Outcast Dragon had haste.
I know. But the dragon wasn't out at that point.
It was, because you...
I cast the Maelstrom Wanderer at the point, the same turn I cast Dragon Master.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
You had an outmiss.
I did?
Dragon, when you cast a Maelstrom.
Oh.
Yeah. That happened.
Oh. But didn't I actually swing? No, I thought I swung with the Dragon Maelstrom. No,
you didn't. You didn't swing a single time throughout that whole game.
Yeah, I swung 7 at you, 5 at
Oh, sorry, you
five.
Did 1. What did you win?
5 and 6, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did swing that turn.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I swung Maelstrom at you.
Yeah.
Without that swing, a lot of people would have been higher lives.
Did you take apart Leovold to build anything? So
no.
You still have that build?
I still have it built. I just took all the foil lands out.
You want to talk about your deck you built?
What, Leovold?
No, the other one. The legacy deck you switch over to.
Sneak and show that I proxied up?
Yeah, you liking the deck so far?
I mean, I've played it against you.
Yeah. played against Tez and Painter. Which, against Painter, everyone knows how that resolves.
You just hide behind a bridge.
Yeah, I either don't lose. I don't lose or he wins. That's how
it works. That's how magic games usually work.
That's okay.
Well, as in...
Somebody wins and somebody loses.
That's a fair point. more in the sense of...
Heads I win, tails you lose kind of thing.
Well, more in the sense of I have no way to win that game.
You can't win game one because I have Emrakul's in the deck.
So...
Which keeps shuffling. So it becomes an infinite loop.
But, and then or I can hide behind bridges or keep them, or just keep pyroblasting all the time. If someone tells us, plays a sneak and show.
Okay. We're not going here, are we? Yeah.
No, I just got to stop and get gas. And okay. We're going to go in and check and see if they have any crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. So we are going in.
Okay.
But we're seeing if there's crystal Pepsi.
You want to grab me 2 Max?
If they have any.
Yeah.
Do you want to come in, Nick? I mean, don't I have a sitting in my door too?
No, it's only on the back doors.
No, I thought it was on over there.
Nope, only the back doors.
I remember it being like a little flip switch.
I don't know what Illinois is.
I mean, I can edit out things.
What do you mean, two party, one party?
Meaning
by the law, some states are one party of consent where only one person needs to know that they're being recorded.
Yeah.
Some states are two-party, where everyone who will be on the recording has to know they are being recorded. Otherwise, it's illegal.
Yeah.
Some states, it's a misdemeanor. Some states, it's a felony.
I could have had a felony on my thing.
Don't need to talk about it.
I'm not saying I did, but I almost...
Trust me, I could have had a couple on mine, too.
Same here.
But anyways, yes, I proxied up Sneak and Show.
Yeah.
And so far it's been fine. Just the only problem is I'm looking and I don't feel like spending $400 for three cities of traders.
Yeah. Thankfully, I already lowered Tez down only two of those.
I can't remember if I'm on two or three, but I think I'd just get three.
We're at the same time. We could probably just switch to Ancient Tombs.
No. Life is a very big thing because I need the double Gristlebrand activation.
Well, yeah, you need the life, but I can switch over to the Ancient Tombs with Tez.
And you don't have any way of gaining life other than Skull.
Skull and Thopter Foundry.
Oh, that's right, Thopter
Foundry. And I activate Thopter Foundry quite regularly.
True.
I mean, there's been games with Ancient Tombs that I've gone down to 8 life and gone back up to 40. Actually, no. In that one game where I got hit for 44 damage through a... What's the double striker from Death of Taxes?
Mirren Crusader?
Yeah, Mirren Crusader. I got hit from Mirren...
40?
44.
How?
Well, it was double strike totaled.
Yeah.
Plus, it had a Jit, a Batter Skull, and a Sword of Fire and Ice on it.
Oh my god.
Ugh. Things happen in that game.
How the hell did he not have a Revoker on Thopter Foundry?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But, for the... No, he did 53 damage, and I had 44 life to gain.
Gained 44 life?
Well, I was at 44 life. He hit me for 53, and I was off by 3 life to gain.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, no, the math's wrong. 4 life. I need 4 life to be able to survive that attack and win the next turn.
How come the legacy of my life points so you lost. And the cards are made up?
Wait, and that's the funny part is I was going into with that game, I think my lowest life total was 3.
Nick? Could you not slurp your soda?
Sorry.
One is annoying to both me and Bob, and number two, I don't think if we end up putting on this podcast, people want to listen to that.
Yeah.
But then again, we just did start talking about the deck, so it's probably going to come out.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Yeah, that's how most of our podcasts have been. Yeah, tired, not doing much. It is our 10th podcast.
Yeah, I know. We've been doing it 10 weeks straight. I actually had people yell at or send an email, yeah, tweet at me and email me how Kaladesh is going to be the next great thing. To which my only thought is, yes, you know what? It's going to be great simply because of the masterpieces.
That's where it's weird. Did they email you directly through your Twitter?
Well, they tweeted me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, even I listened to part of Leaving a Legacy this week. And they said the exact same thing. This is just a cash grab by Hasbro and Wizards.
Well, the name Monday Night Magic says the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cash grab. We can't say it's not. Whether or not it's a good set is a different story.
No, it's a horrible set. The cards are junk.
Unless you play Standard, which then some of them are good. But then again, you're playing Standard.
I mean, you made a Standard deck.
I mean, I'm going to build into a Standard deck, yes. This one doesn't... It's like, what? After with the cards I already have and the cards I need to buy, it's maybe $50 difference. Actually, no. Maybe 80. Maybe 100. But, yeah. The main things I need to buy are the Lilies and the Lands. And the new Fast Lands.
Oh, that's right. I mean, just wait for those. A week after the set releases, they'll be dirt cheap.
Yeah, and replay and see what
everything's going to be freaking dirt cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, Sea Drino would have been a $20-$25 card if it wasn't for Fetchlands.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm building up a Standard just so I can get the Masterwork cards because I want Painters.
So just draft.
Well, that costs money to draft.
So does Standard.
Not at LG. It's a free Standard every Monday.
That's right.
It's free Standard every Monday, so I'm building up a Standard deck that can hopefully make me win games. Because again, when most people that actually do show up for that Standard, I can just kind of pump chump them because of the fact that I actually have money in my deck versus them that just drafted for their deck.
Don't slurp your damn soda.
I just realized I did that the moment I finished.
Chuck's there tonight.
That would be kind of cool. Be able to play some old Magic.
Who's Jeff?
Did we show you the pictures of the guy's collection?
No.
He had Beta Black. He had Beta Power 9, Unlimited Power 9, like 9 Underground Seas, 3 of them Black Border. I mean, the guy played from pretty much Alpha to like Alliances.
Oh.
So he had a lot of valuable cards. Like when I told him Tabernacle of the Pendril Veil was a $1,400 card, he's like, I paid $1 for this.
Wow.
Like we showed him like Forceable is a $100 card. He's like, that card sucks. It's garbage. No, it's really good.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, Chuck, he going through a divorce and he was sorting his attic and found his Magic collection.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the picture I took on my phone is about $100,000 in cards.
So if he goes to the tournament and sells those?
I mean, if he wanted to sell them.
He doesn't want to sell them. Like, there was one of the guys, Martin, I don't know if he'll be there tonight, but he was looking to buy one of the Underground Seas that Chuck had.
Yeah.
And so he goes, hey, Chuck, would you be willing to sell? Chuck goes, well, I'm not really looking for cash. I'm looking for Magic cards. Well, Martin's like, well, what if I buy you 2 boxes of Eldritch Moon?
Actually, no, he originally started out with being able to buy him 4 boxes.
Oh, yeah, buying them.
Buying him the value of the Underground Sea within boxes.
Chuck goes, buy me a box and a fat pack. And that's how Martin was able to finish his Legacy deck. He picked up an Underground Sea for it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was a little jealous.
Was it one of the black bordered ones? Or?
No, it was a white border one. I told Chuck if he ever gets rid of those black borders, I want them so bad. The only problem is they're like $7,500 a piece.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Yeah.
Good lord.
And he said he couldn't find his binder of other stuff. He just had boxes.
And all that stuff, I'm pretty sure he has at least 1 Black Lotus or something.
He had 3.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, he had all black border power in one of his decks. He pulled it out for the picture, and people were saying, oh, I'm getting glare reflection. He goes, here, let me de-sleeve these for you.
He de-sleeved a Black Lotus.
He de-sleeved, took a Beta Black Lotus out of his sleeve so people could get pictures with no glare.
And sorry, not actually just took a Beta Lotus out of his sleeve. He tossed the Beta Lotus in the sleeve onto the playmat, and it almost slid off.
Yeah.
With people. And then he's like, no, I'll take off the sleeve, and then repeated the same process without a sleeve.
Oh, because he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He's when
he's a collector, not a money.
Well, no.
He just wants to play.
He just wants to play. But the thing is like when he was last there, he was saying, oh, I got to fly to Europe, Asia, and all that.
Oh.
Here you go, Nick. Here's just the quick picture. Stuff we pulled
Feel
out.
Free to zoom in at any point. Oh, and best part about that one is both of those mats are both mine, so my mat had Beta on it.
His mat awesome. Actually had power.
Yeah. It can't say my mats have never seen power.
Gosh, it's got a freaking... That is awesome.
Yeah. He wasn't interested in selling, but he traded an Underground for a box of Eldritch Moon and a Fat Pack.
That's Chuck.
I feel bad because he came when Conspiracy...
How much is Berserk?
The Beta one? Last I knew it was at like 90 to 120.
I think I know somebody who has a couple.
I mean, the Conspiracy ones are only $20. But he came when Conspiracy 2 was being released, so I was already fired in a pod before when he got ready to play. So I wasn't able to play with him or talk with him.
Yeah.
I felt bad because... He's sitting there talking with Martin, negotiating for that Underground Sea, and...
No, they were just grinding out games.
Well, yeah.
But it was also Delver versus some old...
Well, no, it was the red-green aggro deck that actually was really good back in the day.
Yeah.
Because he used Orcish Lumberjack to power about everything.
Did he win, though?
There's not many ways you can win when your opponent has counter spells in the old format.
It's power creep. Chuck had no idea what any of the cards that Martin had did.
Oh.
Every card Martin played other than the original Duel Lands, Martin had to explain to him.
Ah. Still sounds pretty cool though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And if you when if he's there tonight, he's got multiple decks. So you just sit there in a four player 60 card just playing games just because you're having fun.
No, he has the old gold border champion decks.
Plus other color generated decks he built.
Yeah. That are all using the same pool of cards for the most part.
Yeah. Not all of them have power in them, but some of them do.
What's the beta symbol again? Is it just a B?
There is no symbol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alpha cards have a really round corner. So that's how you tell the difference between them and standard Magic cards. Beta are black border with kind of a zoomed out look to per se.
Okay.
Unlimited is the exact same as beta, but it has white border.
Okay.
Revised changed the ink or the printing process, so it became kind of that standard fade.
Okay. So after revised, everything looked kind of like it does now.
Well. 4th edition was the last set that didn't have an expansion on it. If I remember correctly. Yes, 4th edition, because when 5th edition came out, they gave it the V for 5. Ice Age had Snowflake, Alliances had the Flag, Mirage had
the palm tree. Yeah.
Visions had the black border V. Weatherlight had the book.
Shadowmoor had the knight.
No.
Shadowmoor was the what was Shadowmoor?
Shadowmoor was a wing.
Oh yeah.
Or feather, or whatever you want to call it.
What's the dagger?
That's Lahar Reborn.
Oh. No, Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights. I knew it was so, start with an A.
So Platinum Angels from Arabian Nights.
No.
No.
That's a sword that it has on it, then. I meant the old Platinum Angel.
You're thinking Mirrodin, I think it is. Mirrodin or Darksteel?
Maybe it's Mirrodin. No, it's Darksteel.
Well, Mirrodin had the... Which one had the gear in the Phyrexian?
Urza's?
No. I mean, talking about, like, the... Mirrodin? The square hex thing for... Yeah, Mirrodin. That was Mirrodin that had the...
Might have been... I think Darksteel was... sword.
Yeah.
Darksteel was a helmet, wasn't it?
No, that was Fifth Dawn. I'm really upset about that. If I knew what was in Fifth Dawn, I would have bought a sealed box long ago.
Really?
Back when I started playing again, there was a hobby shop over here in Antioch that they had a whole bunch of old shit. Like, they had a box of Unhinged still sealed.
Mm-hmm.
They had a box of Onslaught... Or not Onslaught, but Scourge, which I picked up. They had a couple of the old Sliver Precon decks that I picked up when I was building Slivers for EDH. And then they had two sealed boxes of Fifth Dawn.
What was in Fifth Dawn that you should have kept it sealed?
Engineered Explosives, Cranial Plating.
Oh, so the actual good artifacts of...
Well, some of the good artifacts. But just like with Engineered Explosives being $60 a piece now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Uh-huh. I hope we get a reprint in Commander of Engineered Explosives, because it makes sense with four colors.
We might just get a master of it.
A master?
What's Engineered Explosives do?
I keep on calling them Master Series cards, but they're not. That's not what they're called. They're called premium cards over there.
Oh, you mean the Masterpiece?
Masterpiece, yeah, that's what it is.
Because when you say Masters, I think you're thinking, like, Modern Masters.
Well, I always called them Masters. I started calling them Master Series
call them
from...
Expeditions. Yeah, that's what they are.
But, yeah, we might get one of those at that. Unless we're going to get creatures for the Aether Revolt. Yeah.
No, it's more artifacts.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm 90% sure it's going to be more artifacts.
I don't know. Or maybe spells, since we are going to Aether.
Nope. I think it's going to be more artifacts. We'll get the rest of the swords.
Earth's the swords. We might get a knowledge pool reprint. Isn't that like an Aether card?
I mean, that has imprint. I mean, it might.
That might
think,
be...
I don't think they will.
It might be up for contention on it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll know in 3 months.
Yeah.
But I think when we go to Amonok...
Amunket?
Or Amunket, I think we're going to get Expedition spells.
Yeah.
I think we'll get a full art Force of Will, we'll get a full art Damnation.
We're probably going to get Goyf in one of these, too.
I mean, after Amunket, I think, is when we'll get the Creature Expeditions.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll do a full art Goyf.
Yeah. I mean, I think if they might have fair plans to try and drive that price down as far as they can get it.
If they already done that with Modern Masters and
they'll do it more and more until finally it's actually in a
making cards that are already better than Goyf. Goyf's at its all time low right now.
Oh, okay. You have that, Nick? Pick up your Goyfs now for bugging the eyes.
I think they're sitting at like 120 a piece.
Yeah, that's an all time low. Yeah, see if I can afford that.
I mean, since they jumped up from like 90 years ago.
They're at 170 when Modern Masters 2 came out.
When I picked mine up, I picked my Future Sights from Jake for 175 a piece.
Nice card.
And they were sitting at about 190 a piece.
And if you really want to talk price values, my Goyf that I pulled in Modern Masters 2, I flipped to the selling it to the shop to buy 4 Painters, 4 Grindstones, 4 Swimming Spirit Guides, and what was the last one? And then 2 Pyroblasts. And that was just for one Goyf. And now Painters have gone up. Painters and Grindstones have gone up because people actually start playing that deck.
I don't think Grindstone's gone up, but I think Painters have gone up because they dealt with the Eldrazi Menace in Modern.
That's a fair point.
That's another thing I think we'll get in the next set.
Modern Masters 2, is that the one that just came out?
Modern Masters 2 came out last year. Eternal Masters just came out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no.
I think we're going to get a Grindstone reprint.
We might get Grindstone reprint in...
As an Expedition.
And it's also not going to break sealed, so that's a good thing, too. That's not something that will break sealed, but...
Yeah, we heard you the first time. Yeah. Because just the chance of being able to have that sealed pool of Painter and Grindstone...
Well, I know...
Tickle Wizards.
Yeah, they won't do that to us, right? They won't put World Fire Dragon and Animate Dead in the same... That's right, they did.
They did, and I never saw anybody get it off.
Yeah. So, even though they had an infinite combo in there, they didn't.
Well, the problem is they had infinite combo in Modern Masters 1 that they took out, too.
What was that?
Spellskite, Kiki Cheeky. Or not Spellskite, but the 2-1.
Splinter Twin?
No. The 2-1 that untaps or untaps a permanent when it enters the battlefield. Can't think of it.
Forgot it too.
It's a fairy.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But with that and Kiki Jiki.
Yeah, that makes an infinite combo.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it out of Modern Masters?
Well, they took the fairy out that does that. And then they just threw Splinter Twin and Kiki Jiki in there with nothing else to actually combo with.
Mm-hmm.
The only enchantment that was in... The only reason Splinter Twin was in that set is because that way you could put it on a creature and then you could put the one white enchantment. Oh my god. Circle it or something like that? It can only be cast on a creature that's already enchanted.
Oh. Yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah, Modern Masters 2 was such a garbage set.
But, yeah, just to go into that, that's kind of how I built Painter, was I had pulled the Goyf.
Ah.
Which now I'm kind of glad that I swapped the Goyf
for Painter. I never really saw what was in Modern Masters.
Modern Masters was a great set. I miss drafting that.
I think he was talking about MM2, but you know,
no, Modern both. Masters 2 was horrible.
I'm talking about both. Like, I don't even know what's in any of them.
Yay, car wash.
Joyce is owning a brand new car from him.
Yep. I don't want to stay outside because it's really actually nice outside today.
I get lifetime car wash.
Buying the park.
We'll be right back.
Honey, we can go all the way down and get Pizza Hut.
I don't like pizzas often.
We've already crossed the tracks, so.
Wendy's.
We can get Wendy's.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, we'll do Wendy's then.
I just don't like pizza or Mexican food. No offense to the Mexicans, but they make me gassy.
A lot of Mexican food makes people gassy. You're not
well,
the
no,
only
no,
one.
No, 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 no. It's not even that. It's just like I feel like I'm gonna shit myself when I have to fart.
That's kind of the point of it.
That is not the point of Mexican food. That is not.
Yeah, because they don't put refried beans in everything.
I know.
To give you a clue, my friend Rick used to go to a place when he worked in Walworth.
Yeah.
For $4 burrito, this long, but about that thick.
$6 at Super Americanos.
And,
yeah, I remember
he
that.
He would, every day, I'd pretty much meet him at his apartment, or his trailer, and, I'm gonna blow my toilet off! Like, why do you eat it? Because it's so good! No sympathy.
It was your own fault.
Yep.
That was awesome.
I need to pick up 2 Gristle brands tonight.
I should have brought my brother's deck with me.
What deck?
His Heads Up BDH. It's not a good one, it's just Teneb, but.
Uh-oh. Oh, there's a video you gotta watch.
What?
I'll have to send you the link. It's Mark Rosewater talking about his best play testing of a set.
Okay.
At one point, for Future Sight, there was a double tap mechanic. You could tap the creature, do its ability, then super tap it.
To attack?
To do it again.
Oh.
And it would only untap one step.
Yeah.
And then you would have to wait another turn to be able to do tap or double tap. Well, it was like a Cabal therapy. When you tapped it, you got the name a card, look, and then the second time it was guaranteed you would get a card. Well, during the playtesting of Future Sight, and they had the Future Shifted cards, Mark was testing this against somebody, and the first time, his opponent had one card in hand, and the first time Mark taps the creature, he names Solkanar the Swamp King.
Okay.
And that's the card the guy has.
Oh, wow.
But Mark Rosewater telling the story is so much better.
Well, yeah, I bet he just explains how random of a choice that was.
1 in 10,000 magic cards.
Yeah. To having to call it right.
Mm-hmm. And to call it perfectly like that.
But.
Oh.
No, speaking of making up cards, if there was a card that when you casted it, it entered as a copy of your commander. It's a completely commander card, but how much do you think it would cost to play? And it can either gain legendary or lose legendary.
No, it doesn't work.
I would think it would have to gain legendary. No.
Well, is either going to keep its legendary status or will it lose its legendary status?
Enters as a copy that keeps its name.
It just keeps the name.
Kind of like Sakashimi's imposter.
Yeah. Or does it gain legendary?
No, I don't think. If it's gonna gain legendary, it would have to be like Wooburg, like 5 colors. If you're gonna let somebody have a copy of their commander.
Well, it could be half, or it could be 2 in Berg.
Yeah, I mean, but it would literally at least need to be a 5 CMC.
That's what
feature.
I was saying. Yeah, like, it's a 5 CMC.
Well, what colors would it be? Would it be all 5, or would it just be like green and blue or something? Like green and
well, that's
red
what
and blue.
That's the thing is that they can do the cool way, like they did it with Scarecrow King.
Oh, yeah. The 2 color, the hybrid and colorless. System.
Yeah, the hybrid colorless.
What hybrid?
It's 2 mana or the color.
Oh,
so
you could put it in any deck.
Well, no, because it still counts as a 5 color commander.
Oh.
But instead of having to pay 1 of each color, you can pay like a blue and 8 colorless.
Oh, but then it would be able to go in the deck, right?
Wait,
it wouldn't because it's still 5 colors.
Oh, okay.
And not So then I just realized I got this screwed up when I explained it. A spell that came in as a copy. Yep. Well, yeah. Not the commander being a copy.
A spell that put a token copy.
A token copy of your commander on the battlefield.
With its abilities.
With
it,
yeah.
Enter as the copy.
Sorcery or instant?
Sorcery, because I think instant would make it broken.
Yeah.
Sorcery. I think instant would, you have to add a colorless if it's instant speed.
I mean, well, even just the way that the present development is, if just putting a token copy of your commander in that's not legendary, probably 4 blue-blue.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would have to be a 6-drop.
And then, if you did do that, like, copy cards, like Progenitor Mimic and stuff would just break it, though.
Yeah.
Well. Well, the thing is, it enters in a token copy and loses legendary, so meaning you can have 2 copies of your commander on the battlefield.
Well, yeah. But then, would that have to be something like, this card cannot be copied?
It would have to have, like, the Phantasmal Image clause. If this becomes the target of a spell or ability, sacrifice it.
No, because then you can lower the amount it costs.
No.
No,
I think it's 6 mana, it's already getting tricky there. Because, I mean, I think 6 mana would be kind of fair, because if your commander is 3 mana, which is kind of not really all.
Well, honestly, like,
but you lose your commander once, and then when you pay your 5 mana spell, you're paying for its difference either way.
But what if it's like, say it's in my Maelstrom Wanderer deck, I would have to, if I had that card in hand.
It wouldn't do anything.
Well, that's the thing, is it doesn't do anything.
Because you're not casting it.
Oh.
You're not casting the card, it's just entering
it
as
just
a copy.
It just enters as a copy. So if you already have a whole bunch of creatures on the battlefield, but you can't summon Maelstrom Wanderer, you can still give them haste.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's, and have it's a 7-5. Not the best against, for the Maelstrom Wanderer deck.
But it would still be good.
Max is wondering something for, like, Nekuzar, because he wants another copy of Nekuzar.
Not just that. Just any other commander.
You you can get another copy of Nekuzar.
Yeah, through Shakashimi and...
Well, Shakashimi the Imposter.
Yeah, Shakashimi the Imposter, and what was the other one? That was another way I could do that.
There was a blue-black one, right?
Yeah.
That did something like that?
No, I think it's only Shakashimi that I can get another one.
Shakashimi the Imposter, because that's the one I always used to use... Or Blake always used to use to copy Grand Architect.
And this was back when Legendary Rule was no player may have a copy of the card.
Well, no. Yeah, you both sacrificed.
Was when Shakashimi was printed, because then it allowed you to copy other people's commanders without having to sacrifice them.
Okay.
That was before they changed the commander rule.
Shakashimi is white, right?
Blue.
Blue.
2 blue-blue for a 3/1... That can enter as a copy, but maintains the name Shakashimi.
So it doesn't have to get hit by a legendary rule.
Yeah, legendary rule doesn't affect it. And then you can, for 2 and double blue, you can
bounce it,
return it to your hand at the end of turn.
Okay.
Huh. So, not a bad card. And speaking of which, I probably should pick one up, because having copies of Nekuzar isn't that bad.
I should probably have one in my deck, but how much does it cost to like?
You don't need one in your deck. You'll just Shakashimi into some piece of crap, because you'll Maelstrom into it.
I had Shakashimi and Niv-Mizzet simply because I was always drawing so many cards I wanted all the extra damage.
Yeah.
But for Maelstrom Wanderer...
But what if I had it like on like...
I mean, it's not bad because it can always come in and clone another creature that you have on the battlefield.
Well, yeah.
That right when Maelstrom Wanderer's gonna come in after it, so you can attack with it.
It's a huge creature.
Yeah.
But it's not really necessary, though.
No, the bigger thing about in the copy cards is you can copy your opponent's creatures, which are sometimes colors you can't produce.
Yep. Yeah.
Which makes your deck broken, in a way.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple cards which, if you took a copy of it, it'd make your deck a little lot better.
Like what?
I really don't know at the top of my head, but...
I have used Shakashimi the Imposter to copy... When I was playing Niv-Mizzet, I used it to copy someone's Stoneforge Mystic to search for my swords.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, I'll play Shakashimi... Copy Stoneforge Mystic, pay the 4 to return it, I get Sword of Fire and Ice, next turn do the same thing, get Sword of Feast and Famine, next thing do the Sword of Light and Shadow, and just keep getting all 5 of my equipments to put onto Niv.
Ah.
And there's been times with my clever impersonator that I impersonated the Void Demon?
Oh, yeah.
When he attacks...
Well, when he does damage to a player, exile the top 7 cards from
top
that
4.
Player. Oh, I thought it was 7. Well, it's exile the top cards of opponents of that player's library. You may cast a creature from among them as though it was in your hand without paying its mana cost.
Wow. Nekusar became a creature deck really quick. Because I Clever Impersonator that, and then I went Tempted Offer with the Mega Token copy of the creature, with all my creatures having haste. So I had six of them to swing at everyone. Because they decided to attempt the offer.
I was the only one who didn't take the offer.
Yeah. And I had two Salutant Primordials, which is the one where I had one that attacked, and I was able to then get another one. Actually, no. From that triggers of the Void Demon, I was able to get a the Primordial, the one that reanimates, the Primordial, the Black Primordial.
Yeah. Bringing back another Void.
Bringing back someone else's Primordial.
Bringing back somebody else's Lord of the Void.
Yeah, Lord of the Void, that's his name.
Yeah, it got really ridiculous really quick because one guy didn't throw a spirit in front to block.
Really kind of annoying. So basically I had two Primordials,
Lord of the Voids.
My phone is ringing. And then I had...
Is that mine?
Is it mine?
No.
No, it's mine.
Yeah, it's probably yours. But I had nine of those, two Primordials, the angel that reset my life total to its full. Yeah. Then I think, what's the guy? The Malkier guy that whenever a creature yours dies,
you just put it.
Yeah, Butcher Malkier. So when they board wiped, I just wiped their field.
Yeah. I mean, well, they're already board wiping.
Yeah. When they board wipe, yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of a board wipe. The whole field's going to go away.
But unfortunately, no one had a board wipe.
No, if they made you, if they destroyed one of your creatures, then everybody would be sacking.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom called.
That was just two WRXs that went by us. Yep. And SDI, I don't know.
What's the black one? Oh, did you hear Honda's bringing back the S2000?
Yeah, I saw the Supra.
Not the Supra, the S2000.
Oh. They're also bringing back the Supra.
Well, they've been talking about that for years, and it's going to be under the Lexus brand.
Oh.
But no, the S2000 is the convertible. Little sporty convertibles that are two-seaters.
No, I don't really know.
Oh my god, the S2000 is gorgeous. It came with... I want to say the S2000 AP1 came with a 9,000 red line. With a little four-cylinder, 220 horsepower.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much Honda's version of the Miata.
Okay.
Then the AP2, which was an upgrade, they changed the suspension, gave it an 8,000 red line, and I think gave it 240 horsepower.
You guys mind if I call my mom really quick?
Why don't you call when we get to Wendy's? Yeah. So then that way we don't have to cut the podcast.
Okay, I'll text her later.
We're 30 seconds away. All
right. Yeah. Like, you don't even need to text her. By the time she reads it, you can just call.
Okay.
But.
She's probably going to call me back. Anyways, she's kind of persistent.
No, and then. See, I know that was kind of funny when I see the Super was coming back.
I don't think it's going to be.
No, I know it's just going to be some cash grab on a sports car.
I like the new Lexus LFC, I think it is.
Or yeah. LFC? Yeah, a lot of people do.
Gorgeous.
Depends on where we go back to, where if I had one of those cars, yeah. Or severely injured. That's if I really was a super dumbass.
You would not.
Yeah, I
know. Is if I was a super dumbass and crashed a car that expensive.
You would. You would try and showboat. You would have rear-ended somebody totaling your car and having to pay for
their
would,
car. I have showboated before and never have I came close to hitting anyone or ruining my car.
Yeah, the second one.
I had never, ever gotten to the point where I could be in an accident. Except for my own accord when I was doing 90 and thought I could make a turn. But this was back when I just got about a month after I got my license. So...
Exactly.
So yeah, Nick, I'm going to unfortunately have to say that the 2HG tomorrow was going to be with Bob.
I know. I just wanted to see what it was like.
I mean, there's one tonight if we end up getting back early enough, which I don't think we will.
I mean, I have no intent in playing down here for the pre-release. I do not want a pre-release.
And being the fact that a lot of other people will probably pre-release, our legacy pool will be probably shredded to bits.
No, I mean, there'll be people who are ready to play. There's, I mean, Katie and Steven are showing up to pre-release. It's check time. Foot off the brake, and we roll back. Okay, didn't work.
Hmm?
Wait, what? Well,
no, it's supposed to have the stop built in that for up to 3 seconds, the car will stay still and then start rolling back. But it didn't work.
Huh.
Might have been too steep of a hill.
Could have been. I know my G6 will, at the Walmart stop, it will hold.
Yeah, for a couple of seconds.
No, it will hold the full time with foot off brake. Well,
but that's just your engine idling properly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
This one's supposed to have a brake that stops you to be able to easily switch from gas, from brake to gas.
Oh.
Oh, that felt good.
Wendy's, everyone. Wendy's. It doesn't like greasing up the old oil.
No, if you guys are intent on doing the 2HG for midnight release, let me know by 11 and we'll fly home.
Well, we'll know by the time we get done, because I really don't want to do it just in the fact that I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, you gotta work, poor sappy ass. Because, yeah, you're probably looking about, like, 4 or 5 a.m. get done.
Well, I also have to drive him home in Whitewater.
Well, you know what you could do is go...
In Whitewater?
Yeah, go straight to work, Max.
What's the name of the area next to Whitewater that's on the way?
LaGrange.
LaGrange, there.
Yeah, so he's Max, in LaGrange. You could drop me off and go straight to work.
That actually is not a horrible plan. I might end up doing that, depends upon how late we are.
As I say, yeah. Just let me know by 11, we'll head out of here.
Oh, shit, I just...
What?
Never mind.
Because the other thing is I told him that he'd be back by 2, but at the same time, we were late last time, and they didn't give a shit.
Well,
what, the group home?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I asked him, like, is there really a specific time you need to bring him back? And they're like, no, not really.
Yeah, he's actually, his burgers in there are fantastic. I had one last week. Nino's right there?
Yeah. I was thinking about getting a Euro today, actually, but I was in a slight mood for a Euro. Yes, I'm one of those weird people that like a Euro. It's a very select few number, but yes, I like Euros.
I like Euros. I like lamb.
Well, grab bag's already out and in force.
Oh, that's right. I gotta pour all my shit in my... Oh, I have money today, though. Oh, I can get my own grab bags.
What are grab bags?
You're too young.
Too young.
Oh, weed.
No.
No.
Really?
What was that? I wouldn't even say I need more drink.
Yeah, no. It's...
What do you mean grab bags?
Whatever. Hey. See y'all.